Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Bruins are heading to the Stanley Cup Final. Last night, the Bruins shut out the Carolina Hurricanes 4-0 to sweep that playoff series and win the Eastern Conference title. Now, the Bruins will wait to face the winner of the Western Conference final. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us to talk about the Bruins. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, let's start with last night's win. The Bruins dominated the Hurricanes, which they did pretty much for the whole series. What were the keys to their victory?
Well, with the Bruins shutting out the Hurricanes, I think you've got to start with the defense. The Bruins defensemen made it a long and incredibly frustrating night for the Carolina forwards. They were blocking shots, getting in the shooting lanes, generally making it really tough for the Hurricanes to get a puck on net. And the defense did this without captain Zdeno Chara, who was out for an undisclosed injury and listed as day-to-day. And of course, we've got to talk again about goalie Tuukka Rask. He turned away all 24 shots he faced, and it's impressive that he got his second straight series-clinching shutout last night.
What about offense? They did score, what, four goals last night, 17 goals in the series?
Yeah, and it's notable how many different players have scored during the series. Last night, it was the Bruins' top line that came up big. Boston went up 1-0 in the second period on a power play goal by David Pastrnak. Late in the second, it was Patrice Bergeron. He scored on a power play goal to put the Bruins ahead 2-0. Then Bergeron scored again in the third, and Brad Marchand scored an empty netter to account for the final margin. And here's how he described the mood of this team that's really on a roll now with seven straight playoff wins.
With the situation we've been in, being up 3-0, everyone in the room wanted to be at their best, and I think everyone brought their best tonight. When you're able to rely on everyone, it just makes it easier to do your job out there. You just focus on what you can do, and we all just gel together in those situations.
Yeah, and we've actually seen that attitude, that approach, that togetherness increase round by round. So that bodes well for the Stanley Cup final.
And was that, or what was, the secret to the Bruins' success throughout the series?
Yeah, that was. I mean, this chemistry, the team's depth is part of the Bruins' secret to winning and to the successful run they've been on. That's been apparent throughout the playoffs, again, especially in the last two rounds. Last night, it was the top line that came through big, but in other games, like Game 7 against the Toronto Maple Leafs, it's been the third and fourth line forwards that have come up big. And center Patrice Bergeron says that's what it takes to advance this far.
In the playoffs, I guess it's you need everybody to be a part of it and contribute, and it's been that way, and that's the only way you can really advance. There's obviously a lot of work in front of us, but you know, it's a special feeling tonight.
Now, we don't know yet which team the Bruins will face in the Stanley Cup final, either San Jose Sharks or St. Louis Blues. Is there something, Shira, that you're watching for as the Bruins go after this championship?
Yeah, with a sweep in the Eastern Conference Finals, it means the Bruins will have to sit around a while and wait to see who they'll face. Could be a week, maybe more, before they're back playing a game. And so far in the playoffs, they've actually had pretty quick turnarounds between series, and Coach Bruce Cassidy really likes that. Quick turnarounds can prevent players from overthinking things or getting rusty. And with the way Rask is playing, you kind of hope he doesn't lose that edge with a long leg. But Coach Cassidy insists he's actually not worried about Rask.
I just see Tuukka not only as a goalie, but as a person, just a really zoned in guy right now, really even keeled. So I don't see why that would change in a week.
And on the plus side, of course, it will give the other players time, you know, to recover, let their bodies recover. Guys who are injured, like Chara, should have ample time to heal up and be healthy for the Stanley Cup final.
All right, WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.